What's up, everybody? This is your boy Nick back at you with another episode for the Winning Lifestyles Audio Edition podcast. Now, today's episode is about my post on the financial comparison between being a physician scientist versus being a physician lawyer. And I don't know if you remember, but back in episode 2, I share with you one of my dreams is to become a physician lawyer because I love both aspects of medicine and law, and I believe that there needs to be more people who can speak both languages of both fields to really integrate and move forward and help more people, help the masses. And I want to be one of them. I see so few of them out there in the world, and I would like to join their cause and fight with them. But me, like many others who have endeavored to pursue dual degrees in medicine plus some other professional degree, have been hit with some form of resistance by our peers at some point or another. For me personally, I always hear these questions. The first thing they say, the minute I tell them that I want to be a physician lawyer, I hear, "Do you want to stay in school forever? Do you really need to get that degree? How will that help you in the future?" Or, "That sounds expensive." Now, this last one, we're gonna get back to it, because financing your education is one of the toughest things that we all have to face. But the other three questions can be a little bit antagonistic, and personally for me, I found them to deter my confidence. Maybe they'll ask why even, like, why do you wanna do it? But they don't follow it up with the most endearing and great way that makes you feel like you're not making some kind of a mistake. Because, you know, I'll be honest with you, I'll answer your questions. Do you really need a degree to be successful at life? The answer to that, no. Look at Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg. Yes, we understand. They dropped out of Harvard and they were really brilliant ahead of time. And they are two of the richest and arguably most influential people of the 21st century. But there are some fields, career tracks, like medicine and law, that create this barrier to entry that you have to get a degree in order to practice it. And I totally understand why they create this barrier to entry. I mean, you are being tasked with the responsibility of caring for somebody else's affairs or caring for somebody else's life. So it's good that you go out there and you have to study extra hard, you have to take more practice, you have to take more tests, you have to spend a lot of time training. And if you want to practice medicine and law, you should just shoot for it. Who cares? Just go for it and work really hard to get that degree. Work really smart to get that degree. And I do want to credit the world for accepting the fact that adding a Master's of Business Administration or an MBA or a Master's in Health Administration or an MHA to your medical degree is useful. It's getting more and more publicized out there. It's really great because, let's face it, in the 21st century, at least in America, medicine is definitely a business. And, you know, the most traditional degree that we always hear about with dual degrees is the MD PhD or the DO PhD. And in my experience, most advisors don't immediately shoot you down if you walk in and you tell them you're interested in doing a PhD with your medical studies, at least not until, you know, they see your GPA and your MCAT score. And that's going to be a rant for another time, because it's just very discouraging and sad to how a lot of people get pushed away from their dreams when they could achieve great things. It's just they need the right mentors and the people to talk to in order to figure it out. But what I'm interested here in today is, like, why is it that adding a law degree to your medical degree instantly triggers, for some reason, a bunch of nuclear missiles that are armed with discouragement and skepticism the minute you bring it up? Like, this is my personal experience. Every time I've told somebody that I want to be a physician lawyer, I want to do an MD, JD, or a DO, JD program, I do not understand why they're not encouraging about it. I personally have been shot down, been interrogated, and just felt so lost by my own peers and my own mentors, people that I admire, because they didn't understand my reasoning or my thought for it, or worse, they didn't even ask me for it, or they immediately wrote it off. To all the advisors and physician mentors out there who have told their students just don't do it without listening to their reason why, or maybe you asked them why, but it didn't come off in the most supportive tone, I'd like you to take a step back and realize that you don't want to fail at your job at being a mentor by shooting down that dream, even inadvertently, right? It's really important to figure out how you want to approach it with these students. That's one of the biggest reasons why I became a mentor and an educator and trained so many students myself. It's because I learned that the best way to encourage myself was to ask them, "Why do you want to do it and how can I help you get there?" And the first time somebody told me that, I was just floored because of how overjoyed and supported I felt, right? And now I try and do that more for my other students too. It's not just why do you want to do it, it's why do you want to do it and how can I help you get there? Follow it right through, because I promise you're going to be doing a lot of favors for a young student with big dreams one day. And to answer the question for why an MD JD or a DO JD, it's because legal savvy is just as valuable as business savvy in the medical field. In my experience, people always say that the fields are too different and unrelated, but I'd argue that they're even more related than medicine and business, or even medicine and your PhD in presumably a very specific niche in science. You have to worry about malpractice, about ethics, about rules every time you walk in and see a patient. You're not really spending so much time focusing on their copay and how much it needs to be in order for you to break even, or what their mitochondria look like to prescribe them an antibiotic. Now, I know this is a very general statement, and I understand if you own a private practice, the former might be true. You will have to pay attention to the finances and everything, but that's something that you can also have help with and hire somebody else to help you do the analysis and to tell you. Or if you wanted to, you go back and you get an MBA for it. And I'm all for the MBA. I would love to get an MBA one day to understand this jargon. And with the mitochondria and knowing how they look like, maybe if you're lucky in life, maybe once. Twice, if you're lucky, you'll get into that situation where your knowledge of basic science really helps. But to be quite frank with you, the law governs us all. It is in every single aspect of our lives. Everything we do, it's based on what's lawful and what's good to make you a lawful citizen. So why not know more about it? You know, like, again, I want to state it again for the record. I really want to be a physician lawyer and maybe come back and get an MBA and an MPH because I love those fields and I really love to meet new people. And that's why you go and do these programs. It's to be inspired and meet your colleagues in the future. I hope that one day I will have the time and the energy and the financial footing to do all these things, because an MBA is so great and versatile. And I don't want to talk down on PhDs. I would have loved to do a PhD in science had I not had such a horrible experience with the toxic nature of academia. Like, I wanted to be a professor for the longest time. And then I got in here and I met so many peers who have showed me that it's actually not as easy or as nice as you'd hope it to be. And I want to focus my energy less about fighting those battles and more about fighting the battles that matter to me. And those are the ones that affect my community, my family, and the people I care about. But anyways, you know, aside from all this, aside from this reasoning that law is literally everywhere in the world, some people are still pretty short-sighted and just see that adding a JD is not going to change your career. And if anything, less cost-effective than adding a PhD to your medical studies. And it's just because there's not enough people doing it. Of course, there's gonna be trade-offs. Adding a PhD will typically mean that your medical degree is funded too. So you could graduate debt-free in theory, and that's a huge burden that a lot of us don't have to deal with. But unless you're a workhorse working like 70 to 80 hours per week, or you get really, really lucky with a promising project, it could be years before you actually finish that project and gain something that will push forward your career as a physician scientist, especially if we're talking academia. Because the unfortunate truth about all of this, and that I've learned and that I've experienced and that my mentors have shown me and talked to me about, is that it's not as easy and cut and dry as you'd hope. Science doesn't always work, and people just put unneeded pressure on you that just deters your hopes and will to keep going. And if you don't have big impact papers, you're not publishing in the big journals, then it becomes that much more difficult. The average science PhD takes about 6 to 7 years. So sure, you're gonna get paid some kind of a stipend and the cost of living, but can you believe that most funding and graduate programs prohibit you from working another job to increase your income? That I'm not too surprised about. I get it, it's understandable. The government is funding your education if you have a grant from the NIH or something, and they don't want you to be distracted. But what people don't know is that you can be stuck with stipends that are below the cost of living in your very city. And this is still true as you're going through residency as well. So how's that for quality of life for people who are working tirelessly to innovate and really break through and find new understanding for science and medicine. This, it's just kind of upside down, where the people who are really gonna contribute to our society don't get paid their worth or their value. So it's like you graduate with no real debt and you get some money going along, but if you have a family, for instance, or you're just trying to enjoy life and be happy as you're going through all of this, because that's really the key in life, right? It's to be happy. Is it really worth it at that point to do all of that work? A JD, on the other hand, I would argue, takes a lot less time. It takes around 3 to 5 years, whether you're doing a full-time or a part-time program, and it gives you a lot more opportunities to make money and do side hustles. Like, yes, once you become an MD, you can side hustle, but a JD, you don't have to wait. You can already start being like a clerk or a paralegal and make some money on the side if you really wanted to get deep into law. But again, law shows up in all aspects of your life. So if you understand some aspects and some elements, you can do consulting. You can really dive deep and work for big companies that just need somebody who can look through documents or something. You can be advisors for multiple nonprofits. But a JD, on the other hand, I would argue will take you a lot less time. Like, it's between 3 to 5 years, whether you're taking a full-time or a part-time program. And it provides even more opportunities because the law literally happens in every aspect of our life. Even if you really want to get deep into law by being a clerk or a paralegal, there's always some sort of perk like food or a decent stipend to help you out as you're going through school. So yes, school may cost you $50,000 to $60,000 up front, but your earning potential can get much bigger. You can use it to set up passive income, side hustles. You can consult for people as you're in school and gain some really great experience and make some good money at the same time. And yes, MDs make some good money at the same time, but all that matters is you gotta be worried about your grades and your mental sanity, which is true for every grad school or professional career experience you're going into. So if you already are earning a salary as a physician, my point is you can find ways to earn twice as much and have more career stability because you're not throwing all your eggs in one basket at that point. You're not just focusing in on science or the healthcare field, but you can do law for other fields if you were interested in it. You could do real estate law, tax law. You can have a lot more of a foundation and understanding and help more people out there in the world while attending your program. So you could earn twice as much. There are really no limits to your income whenever you have a JD, as long as you find the opportunities and you market yourself well, compared to having a PhD where you kind of have to wait until you finish it all before you can find that time to do those extra things. Now, after talking to a lot of my peers, my mentees, my students, I found that the biggest deterrent for any sort of educational aspiration, particularly medical and law, is like, how are they gonna finance their education? And it really doesn't help that there isn't much discussion about this intersection between medicine and law in the first place. I mean, medicine and business, you talk about all the time. Medicine and basic science, that's like a given. Everybody knows that science is involved in medicine. But I want to change that. I want to really document and show my career and my path and my way of finding out how to finance everything, how to put everything together, and to hopefully speak into existence one day becoming a physician lawyer. So I really hope that you check out my philosophy on financial independence and funding your own education, and even chat with me about the different types of law out there so we can navigate the whole process together, because I don't know everything. I am just trying to find my way out there and trying to put my voice into action and inspire more people to achieve their dreams in no matter what field that's going to be. But until that day happens, this is just your boy Nick Nguyen right here, giving you a little bit of a look inside of how I think in my mind and hoping that I can inspire even one of you. So thanks so much for checking us out. This is the Winning Lifestyles Audio Edition podcast. We're looking forward to you checking out more of mine and Chris and Jen's work as we keep going forward. Until the next one.